Welcome to Hammer Down.
Down.
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am your host, Tone Diggs. Pat will be joining us in a second. Alongside him will be the man who drops the tastiest treats as far as stats and trends for nukes are considered, Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sir. And our former NFL GM, worked in the front office for about every single role you could possibly have, assistant to the Patriots coaching staff up there in New England, host of the Lombardi Line, the Daily Coach, the GM Shuffle Pod, and writes for The Athletic, Michael Lombardi. Hey,
Michael. Nice call, Gump, on the Packers. Nice job.
Thank you, sir.
You know, Michael, you know what our issue is sometimes? Sometimes we just try to overthink it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you're always dealing with that, right? You're always thinking, like, this could look too easy. And then that line went up to 8, and it went back down. I mean, that might be the Steeler game this week. Like, seriously, like, it's at 14.5 now.
Yeah.
I'm riding the Steelers till it falls off, Mike.
Amen!
As a Steeler fan.
I don't know how the Cowboys score, you know? I don't know how they score.
Finucci, dude, he ain't playing.
Don Finucci is out.
Yeah, that's going to be Garrett Gilbert or, you know, or Kellen, what is it?
Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush.
Hey, hold on. I done load some things real quick. After the last show, have we talked about last night? What was the record last night? Did I get two? Because I had the Packers money line when Guppy made his pick. Yeah, so we all went. Diggs, you didn't make a pick last night?
No, I did not.
Really?
I the first drive obviously was super impressive, and then they stalled out on their second drive, and then San Francisco scored. And by that point, you know, it was too late for me to make a pick.
Oh, man, you missed out.
Pat and I, we went in on the first drive.
You did.
Sinker.
As soon as, by the way, right after that first drive, what? I sent in the group text. I got the Packers. And Mansuri might have as well. Michael Lombardi goes, me too. And then the next drive, I think they punted or something, or turnover. And then the next one, something bad happened and San Fran went down. I'm like, oh, no, me and Lombardi just got caught. And then it turned around quickly. So
I could tell about Trent Williams, that left tackle was like crazy, and you know it was like, you know, it was the fight. If it went 12 rounds, it was going to be a knockout. You knew it. I mean, you could just tell from the first quarter. And then once they got behind 21-3, it was over. They got no drop back pass, and it was over.
I think Gumpy should have agreed to that being worth two because he picked it in the day.
That's all right. As soon as the Packers defense made a play, you knew it was their night.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, they had to be perfect, and it's hard to be perfect in the NFL.
No, Pat, we opened it with. We all should have taken the Packers. We overthought it. We overthought it with the run game. We overthought it with San Francisco against them last year. We overthought it. I mean, when they have every single human being out.
I think you and Lombardi overthought it for sure.
Rodgers after a loss is.
What do you mean?
It's just next level.
What are you talking about? I took Packers money line, dude, last night, yesterday, -370.
I mean, if we're taking -370 money line.
No. I'm just telling you, I made a pick, dude.
That's a smart pick, my friend.
It hit, by the way.
Don't apologize, Pat. Making money, don't apologize.
Hey, you can't go broke making a profit, Paizon.
Nope. Just keep matriculating the ball down the field. You got to keep doing it.
That's what we got to do. Oh, my God.
What I was saying with the Steelers is it might not be this weekend because Dallas is so bad on offense, but don't be surprised if either – it would probably be next weekend against the Bengals, probably not against the Jags the weekend after that. But one of these three games, they are going to look very, very bad. I could promise you that. They're 4-3 on the road as a double-digit favorite under Mike Tomlin, I believe is the stat. Not against the spread, straight up. So they have the ability to lay an egg against inferior opponents.
Well, I can tell you this. When in 2006, I was at the Raiders. Art Shell was the head coach. We were one of the worst teams in the history of football. Mm-hmm. And we beat the Steelers at home. I don't know how it happened.
Is that the one where Terrell Pryor ran 95 yards for a touchdown, or was that a different one?
Nandi intercepted, had a pick six for a touchdown, right? Is that the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm with you. I'm a little bit worried about one of those games. I just think they're going to need a professional quarterback to beat them.
Correct. I agree. I think Burrow maybe next week could do that, but I also think that maybe they're a good enough offense that they won't sleep on it. Maybe.
The thing about the Steelers defense, and this is probably going to bounce around here a little bit, it's like some nights it feels like defensive-led teams just somebody gets them. Like, for instance, the Giants with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, we could not have accepted. Now, granted, the Giants didn't get to win or whatever, but the Buccaneers defense didn't dominate as much as we thought they were going to be able to dominate with three brand-new offensive linemen sitting in front of Danny Dimes. Does that make you think at all that maybe, because the Cowboys offense has zero reason to have any success against the Steelers, and I guess we have to go back to the overthinking thing. Is this potentially a game where that happens? And in my eyes, they're not. I'm riding the Steelers till the fucking wheels fall off or whatever, because they've been awesome for us making money and reversing curses of a lot of things. It's been great, but it does feel like every once in a while one of those types of games does happen.
The Cowboys quarterback situation is so bad that I'm not very concerned about this week. Like, they're do you think I should be? Mm-hmm.
You've been concerned every other week that we won, so I think I'm almost...
Oh, you're trying to make me concerned.
Yeah. Every time Diggs is like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, I'm hammering this thing as hard as possible if Diggs is worrying a little bit. But now that you're kind of comfortable because of how bad the Cowboys have been, both as a group, as a team, they're not together at all. Obviously, they hate each other. There's people already leaking information. The scheme seemed not to be working. The effort seems not to be working. We don't even know the humans on the team now at this point. I mean, there is no reason this should not be a double, triple score game. This should be a triple score game. I might take the alternative odds or alternative spread, actually, and make this like a 30-point spread.
The only person that Keith Butler, defense coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Tomlin's been talking about all week is Zeke. So I'm pretty sure that's they're selling out to stop Zeke, and then if they get beat by one of those quarterbacks, then I think they're going to tip their hat. Michael?
You know, I mean, the one thing I will say, and again, the Cowboys have to protect, but the weakness of the Pittsburgh defense is you can attack those corners, and the Cowboys have receivers to do that. Now, they also don't have a quarterback that can throw it, or are they going to have much time, you know, to throw the ball? So there is if Dak were playing, there would be but the two tackles being out, you know, that really is problematic. And so for me, I just don't see how they could generate enough offense as bad as the Cowboys defense is. So maybe they could get one drive like San Francisco did, or two drives. It's hard for me to think they're going to get enough drives to win that game or upset them. I mean, would I think they could play closer? Yeah, I think like anything. I mean, Pat's been in the locker room 1,000 times.
Yeah, buddy.
We look at it as the line. Those players look like, oh, we're playing an easy game this week, and the attention to detail isn't quite as there as it needs to be. And that cost you.
There are some of those moments where maybe not the extra film study, maybe not the extra this. Let's say, you know, we're 8.5 weeks into this thing already. We're going through all these COVID protocols. Maybe we go home a little bit earlier or shorten the day. Maybe there is a little bit of that. But also, I think that Steelers defense wants to be legendary. Like, I think they want, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think they want to be legendary. And these are the types of games where you can run up stats. You can run up stats if you're a defensive lineman, which you can probably get 4 or 5 sacks if you really wanted to go and get it this particular day.
Yeah, and as we were talking about how bad the Cowboys offense is, I completely forgot that their defense is worse. So,
yeah.
You're telling me one of these quarterbacks is better than Don Finucane?
Bro, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be. I mean, none of them are really any good. I mean, they would have been playing in the league. Gilbert was in the he was in the XFL and we had him on our practice squad when I was in New England. He's a classic, you know, he's a highly recruited kid coming out of high school, 5-star.
Texas Hokum.
He played in that Rose Bowl. Remember when Colt McCoy got hurt?
Yep.
He came in.
Boy.
And he played, came in when Mack Brown and the USC, that great game with, you know, when Vince Young got hurt. I'm sorry. When Vince Young got hurt. I think, no, or it's Colt McCoy.
No, it was with Colt against Alabama.
How old is Garrett Gilbert? 40? Like,
oh, yeah, he's older. Yeah.
He's been around a while. I mean, June Jones loves him, but he's never really – he's a great 7-on-7 quarterback with time. Check the runners, he'll throw it.
Hey, he's 29.
I did not know that he's – I thought he was 21. I thought we had a fresh Garrett Gilbert coming in.
No.
Never played football before.
No, I mean,
around. I mean, he could sling it. I mean, so, and they got weapons. I mean, CeeDee Lamb's on the matchup. Who, you know, they have it. I'm not touching it in terms of thinking they could upset them. I'm not betting the money line or any of that. But, I mean, that the line is moving because they know that it's going to be hard for them to put two consecutive drives together effectively.
How about – what if he has, like, a Drew Blau-like day on Thanksgiving? You know, Garrett Gilbert comes out like Drew Blau and just starts slinging that ball over the yard.
David Blau. Oh, yeah, the kid, yeah. David Blau had that day last year, right?
Yeah. He had like a first half or whatever it was. And maybe Drew Blau's the answer.
Eventually it runs out. That's the problem. We're talking about a 50-minute team, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the problem.
Oh, it surprises me. Well, it doesn't surprise me because the sharps like to think they're super sharp, so they'll take the Cowboys plus the 14 here. But 70% of the tickets are in the Steelers, but 58% of the money is. So there's, you know. That's how that goes. But
sharps were all over the good Niners last night, too.
Yeah, they're also on the Jets every single time. They were on the Jets last week.
Seems like a sharp sharded look. You know what I'm saying?
I say this all the time. I think sharps are two ways. I don't think you can ever predict one way on a sharp. You know, because there's always sharps break down the game different ways. And you look at that. You look at that circuit contest and you go through all the teams that are in the lead there and see who they pick. You know, considering they have three, if you have three teams in a circuit contest, you're probably a sharp. You think you're a sharp, you know, and they go against the grain. Some people are just contrarian. Like I know Josh Applebaum on VSiN, he'll play. He looks at the low money count, you know, Chicago, 19% of the money. Give me Chicago. I'll take the 6.5. He's playing the line. Like he loves, I'll give you an example. He loves the Raiders this week. Because the line moved to the Raiders, it was under touchdown. The steam, it went there. That tells him sharps like the Raiders. Now I like the Raiders too for different reasons than where the line moved. But that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, I do like when my research does match them. It makes me feel a little bit better, and it makes me feel even better when it matches yours.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I look at that as like. To me, I want to be able to marry the game, the visualization of the game, to what I think the number is. Like the hard game for me is the Colts Ravens. If the Ravens were healthy, I'd be all over the Ravens. I'm concerned about that because when I visualize the game, I see Rivers turning the ball over. I see Rivers making a mistake. You know, when I think about the game, I see Darius Leonard being able to make plays in space, maybe cutting down on Lamar Jackson's running. But at the end of the day, I think the Ravens would wear them. That would create more problems for Phillip, but I worried about their secondary.
You know, what's interesting about the way you just said is the visualize the game thing. That's how I pick. That's literally the visualize the game thing is literally how I pick. Yesterday, I said, this feels like this is a Thursday night game where Aaron's going to be smiling a lot. Like, this feels like an Aaron like, it just felt like it was going to be one of those nights where he was potentially going to go into the Showtime camera, smile, and, like, jog it off. And it was exactly that. And I felt like a genius, obviously. But I do that on – I'm happy that I'm not the only one because I've never really
looked. I think you got to do it. I think because you see the game and you got to see the way, like – I saw the Tennessee-Cincinnati game way different than it ended up being playing. To me, that was a mistake. I never thought it because of the offensive line, but I saw the Raider-Cleveland game going that way. You got to visualize the game in your head. And I could see Rivers turning the ball over the way I visualize it. I could see them struggling to run the ball against the Ravens. I could see them really having a hard time in sub, making plays. T.Y. Hilton not playing. He's doubtful for the game. I think it's a hard – if I know Humphrey's playing on Sunday morning and I know they got their guys, then I might be inclined to take Baltimore.
Well, that line actually has just, as we were talking about, it dropped to -1 and opened as -3 for the Ravens. It's all the way down to -1 now with 63% of the tickets on the Ravens. Another game that we kind – or teams that we talked about there, Bears at Titans. It feels like it's a stay-away game potentially. Do you have any thoughts on this one?
Well, I mean, look, Chicago's offensive line is really bad, like Cincinnati's. And now their backups are going to play in this game. I think they're going to have three backups playing. I think Tennessee is really they were embarrassed last week. And they've got to do something to get pressure on them. I think they'll move the ball on Chicago. I really do. Chicago's defense always keeps them in the game. So when this line's up to, 6.5 now?
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to think that somebody's going to be able to be touchdown better than Chicago just the way their defense rushes the passer. You know, Taylor Lewan's been out for 2 weeks now, and Tennessee's offense hasn't been as effective with him out of there. But I do think Tennessee's the better team. If I lean anywhere, it would be towards Tennessee. But I would take – I think they're going to win. But Chicago, to me, I think they cover. And my numbers tell me to take Chicago at 6.5.
Pat, is there anything like when you are supposed to – so they were supposed to blow out the Bengals and they get embarrassed. Is there a potential bounce back?
Yeah, that's what – as we're just – I didn't even know this was the spread of this game. I didn't even – to be honest, there's so many other games that are happening. This game I didn't even really know was happening. This feels like a game, in my eyes, where the Titans come all the way back. But with what you were saying about the Bears defense, you're right. But I do believe that there's a time, if we look back last year – Bears defense, middle of the season, kind of towards, they were like fed up with the offense almost. It got to a point where they were like fed up with that offense not being able to do anything. And it feels like they're in the same situation right now where the offense is not really doing much of anything. Now, maybe Nick Foles and Nagy and everybody get straightened out this week and maybe it's a whole new team. But it feels like after what was supposed to happen with Cincinnati last week to the Tennessee Titans, them losing, coming back, I'm not going to bet this game because, like I said, to be completely transparent, I did not know this game was even happening. I would go towards the Titans -6.5 just because it feels like they have to. Like, if you want to be a team – now, they're out Brett Kern, which is a big deal. Okay, that is he's a very good player. They're out Brett Kern. He's also a really good holder if their long snapper keeps fucking up with the field goal. So maybe that'll change it. I'm not going to bet it, but I feel like the Titans should have one of those games where they should go.
Well, worry about me. Go ahead, Mike.
Time you take the Titans and you got this line, you run with Gostkowski's inconsistency.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be worried about covering. I mean, you could make it a 10-point game or a 9-point win, and the next thing you know, you don't cover.
Hey, I mean, new holder too, Lombardi. New holder because Brett Kern's going to be up. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
And my thing with the Titans was, they had that very bad first half against the Steelers, and then they had that great second half, and I thought that was going to carry over against the Bengals.
Me too.
Which
that's their entire strategy, though. Like, that's their style of football. Like, if they're bad in the first half, doesn't matter. We're going to keep running. We're going to wear them down. Like, that's what they've done. It's not just that game you're referring to. That's, like, what they've been. Now, against the Kansas City Chiefs last year in the playoffs, not the case, but that's, like, their team motto almost, and they weren't that at all. I actually live bet the Titans
last week,
I think. I was like, all right, we all like the Titans for a reason. They'll wake up, they'll get going, and they never did. Should we lose faith in the Titans after that?
Well, we will see. We'll see this week. If they lose this week, then they're probably on the don't bet list for me. A team that they did look good against, though, that hasn't looked great in the last few weeks, Seahawks are going to the Bills. Seahawks actually did look good. I was talking about the Bills there. Seahawks are going to the Bills. The Bills are +3. What was that? You like this?
I'm asking. I think he had a nuke about Russell Wilson traveling to the East Coast.
Yeah, 10-0 straight up and 8-1-1 against the spread his last 10 on the East Coast. This is the one this weekend for me, man. I love the Seahawks.
You got anything else on him?
Seahawks 13-5-1 against the spread last 19 road games. 7-3-1 against the spread last 11 as a favorite. Bills 3-8 against the spread last 11 as a home dog. 0-3-1 against the spread last 4 as an underdog. I mean, Jamal Adams back. The Seahawks are starting to cook.
Not playing for low. I think Russell Wilson, I think he's on a different level than everybody else. I think I'm with you on this one, Gump. I like Seattle too in this one. I know there's the numbers stay the same. I really don't care. I think Seattle's the better team here. And Buffalo hasn't played well. Nice day in Buffalo, no weather problems.
Yep.
But I don't trust Josh Allen.
Highest total of the week, I believe, is in this game at 54.5. I would not be surprised to see it go over, actually.
Me too.
I'm betting that right now.
The Seahawks defense looked better last week too.
They're good against the run, but my thing is the Bills stink at the run and they barely ever run.
Yeah, well the Patriots forced them to run last week. Well, they won't run it this week because they'll be in an 8-man front, and they'll blitz Jamal Adams and they'll get him. And then I think the other guy, I think Russell will move the football on him. I mean, Pete Carroll coming off a bye. People said, you know, Atlanta the opening game, they thought he was going to be good in that game. I wasn't sure. You know, I thought Atlanta could beat him, and they came down there and they dominated Atlanta.
Pat, you are taking, as we speak, I assume you're taking the Seahawks?
Yeah, -3. I'm taking the Seahawks right now.
The Bills are 0-4 against the spread their last four games, too.
That's a damn good line right there.
I can't believe the number hasn't changed.
Now, is that too up? Nope. Let's not ever think it.
Don't do it.
Let's not ever think it. Let's just keep it. By the way, have we done this yet? Have we done this yet?
Have you? No, we have not. Do you want to?
Wearing this pinky ring for the last few weeks, if we would have had it from the beginning of the season for this entire season, representing this show has been the honor of a lifetime. Okay, I want to let you know. It has been the honor of a lifetime. Whenever I wear this pinky ring and I'm on USA Network and I'm holding the microphone with my right hand and the pinky ring gets comments, it makes me feel good because I'm representing a gambling show that is fucking hot. Okay, that is giving out winners. And I just so happen at the time to be the hottest. And it has been an absolute honor to wear this pinky ring. But after last weekend, it is no longer mine. Isn't that right, Diggs?
That is true. The honorable picker of the week pinky ring goes to Michael Lombardi.
Congrats, man.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know,
hey, do you know what? Awesome. You happen to know what's...
I need to have a 5-0 week this week. I got to have a good...
You're going to bet 5 games, huh?
I mean, I probably will on Sunday. Today, I mean, I need, again, this COVID thing's got me. I'm going to give 3 out today, I think, for sure.
Okay.
Michael, you have any idea what size your pinky ring is here? Because I got a 9 here. Do you think that'll fit you?
I probably will. My fat finger, I would think so, yeah.
I got some Irish fat fingers, and I'm an 8.5 or something like that. So yeah. nine
short. Mine, yeah. I got fingers like I got chins. Anyway.
Do you try? Hey, hold on. Let's talk about that. I'm currently in the middle of a keto diet. Have you ever tried that?
No, I don't know how. Like, what are you doing on that?
You just don't eat carbs, which is probably pretty difficult for an Italian man. But, like, you just, it's all the meat. It is tough. If you have a sweet tooth at all, it is very tough, which I do have. But it works. Like, it slices you pretty quickly.
Really? So what do you eat in the morning?
Just meat, man. Like, this morning I had...
Eggs and bacon.
You can do eggs and bacon and American cheese. You can do all that. You just can't do the biscuit or the potato or anything like that. This morning, though, I did a smoked brisket with bacon and cheddar cheese from Arby's and two double roast beefs. Just the meat, by the way. No bun. See you later. How you doing? Keep moving. It's a good day until the sweet tooth comes in. But anyways... that was a little rude. You talked about your chins about like that. That's kind of a rude thing you did there.
You know, you just I can't quite get it. I got this crave carbs. That's the biggest problem. It's the killer of all.
It's because they're the best.
They're the best.
I walk the shit out of my dogs, but it's hard to get it going. I don't have enough time in the day to really get more workouts in. That's the problem.
Yeah, you look great.
You look good. You look great. You look great, Paizan. Before we get to our picks, one last game. Dolphins at Cardinals -3.5, because I know you're going to talk about the Raiders and your picks. I have a hard time picking this game.
I don't.
What do you think, Michael?
Fucking Kyler.
I would love Miami here, but I don't know about Tua. And to me, Tua's the equalizer in this game. I think Miami's defense has played really well. I think they'll cover. You know, Murray's going to have to make plays in the passing game. I think it'll be a hard game for Miami. I would typically take Miami here. I don't trust Tua the way he played last week. So it was I have it as a stay away game for me.
Dumpy, you got something to say about that?
No Breda or no Gaskin. So they got Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
So Tua's going to have to play, man. They're going to have to let Tua eat. He's going to have to.
Is Buda Baker playing?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
No more questions being asked. No more questions being asked. If Buda Baker's playing against a rookie quarterback that has the handcuffs on him, that's going to be one of my picks. I'm happy we discussed this. That's going to be one of my picks.
Awesome. Yeah, that cool. Leads us right into our pick segment. I mean, Michael, you have the ring now, so you get to determine who goes first in this whole thing.
I would love to. I'd like to get some of these bombs. So, Gump, go ahead, lead it off.
Hey, thank you for that, by the way. It's a good stuff.
All right. So, obviously, Seahawks, for all the reasons we talked about.
Okay.
That's my number one pick.
Okay.
Taking the Vikings -4.5.
All right.
Vikings against teams with a losing record, 19-9-1 against the spread their last 29. Lions 4-9-2 against the spread their last 15 in Minnesota. And the Lions are 0-5 against the spread the last 5 meetings between these teams. And then I'm on the Raiders too, Mike. Chargers allowed 6.8 yards per carry last week, so they can ground and pound. Chargers won 7-1 against the spread their last 9 games as a home favorite. Won 6-1 against the spread their last 8 versus the AFC West. And the Raiders are 5-1 against the spread their last 6 road games. And the, I mean, I could go for weeks here. Raiders 4-1 against the spread their last 5 versus AFC West. The road team in this matchup is 8-3 against the spread their last 11 meetings. And I'm taking the points with the Steelers. It's a lot, but the Cowboys have never covered a double-digit spread at home. This will be the third time. They failed both before.
That's a big one, dude.
Steelers 5-0 against the spread their last 5 games. Cowboys haven't covered all fucking year.
Nope, haven't done it.
They have not. That's remarkable.
And I love Tommy and the Bucks.
Oh,
I'm with you. I'm with you on 2 of those 3. I'm with you on the Raiders. I think Gruden will outcoach Anthony Lynn. I worry about Herbert. I think it could be a high-scoring game, but I think Gruden will control the ball 34, 35 minutes, make it hard on them. And then I really like I like the Bucks. I think Brady, I think Antonio Brown will score a touchdown. I think that'll be a really hard game. I like the Bucks to be explosive in that one.
To your controlling the ball part for the Raiders, I believe the Cleveland Browns only had 6 possessions all game last week against the Ravens, or against the Raiders.
That's the formula that the Raiders have to utilize, and I think they can do that.
Well, since you gave us 2 of your picks, what else you got, Michael?
All right, so I got that one, and then my last one is I like Atlanta. Call me crazy. I like Atlanta. I think Denver, I thought Drew Lock was really fortunate last week in a 2-minute defense. No. I think Denver's secondary is beat up. I think Atlanta coming off the rest, they blitzed better. They played much more aggressively against Carolina. I like Atlanta. What's that line at 3?
Let me get it for you real quick.
The cojones on you, Mike.
4.5.
But went up to 4.5?
Yeah,
it's a 4.5.
I like Atlanta. I think Atlanta will come out and play. I think the secondary's bad, so I'm going to go with Atlanta there. I like them.
Golly, dude.
That is a
good for you, Mike.
By the way, I was going to take the Broncos. I was going to, but now I have to. I'm happy you went before me there.
Gumpy, you got one last one.
I swore off Falcons games. I can't do it. I got one more. I'm taking Texans -6.5 against the Jags.
I like that one too.
Texans 5-2-2 against the spread their last 9 games as a road favorite. Jags 0-5 against the spread their last 5. The road team in this matchup last 19 meetings 13-5-1 against the spread. And the Texans are 5-1 against the spread their last 6 in Jacksonville.
Do you guys, Michael or Pat, do the trade rumors all week about any of their players, does that affect the Texans at all Sunday during a game?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they like Romeo. I think they'll play their tail off. I think that's why I like Atlanta, because I think the team really likes Raheem Morris. I think they want to play good for him, and I think their offense is playing pretty good. And Lindsey, I think, is beat up. I don't know how well he'll play, but I do think Atlanta can move the football effectively on Denver.
Pat, and you said you think they'll play better because...
Yeah, I think they'll play because JJ said I'm not a part of a rebuild or whatever, so look for him to potentially start making a lot of plays, right? Trying to get out there, maybe potentially sign somewhere else or somewhere big, and, you know, kind of he was part of the reason why Billy O's not there anymore. So that he's part of the reason why maybe the rebuild is happening, and they say he's not part of the rebuild. So I think that means he's probably going to have a pretty big game. I'm locked and loaded over here, I think.
A little nugget on that Falcons-Broncos game on the total. Only 3 of the last 71 games, Denver's total has been at 50 or higher. This one's at 50, and all 3 have went under.
Oh, Tony unders, maybe.
Tasty little treat. Michael, do you have to go to New England?
I got to run. Yep, I sure do.
Atta baby,
see you, buddy.
Enjoy the pinky ring.
Good luck. Bet them all.
Yeah, you too, Bob.
Pat.
All right.
Locked and loaded.
I am. Tennessee Titans -6.5. Mm-hmm. New York Giants +2.5.
Oh, back on the T-Med.
The puppies.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
That follows Gumpy's 2.5 or less dog trend.
4, yeah.
Miami Cardinals or Arizona Cardinals -3.5. Okay. I like that team a lot. Tampa Bay Buccaneers -4.5. Mm-hmm. And whenever the Antonio Brown pass yards is over. Whatever it is. I don't know. It's probably going to be like 40-something, maybe.
Yeah, it's not going to be a lot.
It'll probably be 30-something. Put that over. That'll probably be one pass, actually. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm sitting at. And I feel pretty good about it. In my teaser, I don't know if it's gotten on the board yet.
It has not. Go ahead.
I got a teaser that's a 7-point teaser. It should be. Why is it not up yet? What's that all about, dude? What do you think's going on here?
They got Uncle up there.
What do you think's going on?
Uncle up there?
Yeah, Uncle Sam's not ever. Uncle Sal isn't there yet. The my teaser is going to be Chiefs and Steelers, and it's a 7-point teaser or whatever. So I think the go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say if it was as of right now, the Chiefs are minus 10.5. You said it's 7-point?
Yeah, 7-point.
So they'll be minus 3.5 if it's going off of based of right now.
Okay, and Steelers will be minus.
Steelers would be minus 7.5.
Yeah.
3.5 and 7.5.
Yeah, so whatever that ends up being, whatever they end up posting, it'll be that. It's either minus 3.5, minus 6.5 whenever I text it to them, or they do it updated, which is interesting. Normally they only
are they waiting for the line to get worse?
Well, they normally, it's interesting because when the line would favor us, they don't change it. And then when it would go against us, it seems like they always find a way to get the tech figured out to be able to update it.
Interesting.
We still win.
It's all right, we still win, baby. That's all we do. Still win. We win, baby, we win.
Woo! All right, Giants are 20-7 their last 27 games on the road as a dog.
I like that a lot. How many picks did I just give there? Five?
You 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with the teaser.
Okay, here we go. I need to get back. I want that motherfucking ring.
I also have 6.
Here we go. Let's go. Tom, by the way, you need to have a big weekend because you lost everything out of your car this morning.
Get it back, Tony.
Show that thief that you donated to that you don't need that shit, because what you do is you win no matter what.
Tony.
Yeah. Even when you lose, you win.
I got to figure out how to go get my identity not stolen after this.
I think you can bet on it.
I'm betting it's going to get stolen. I am taking
heavy favorite
Baltimore Ravens.
Oh.
Minus the 1. Oh, I just think they're the better football team and a bounce back after the Steelers.
I don't trust
Phil against that defense.
Couldn't do it.
What does Lombardi always say? That Phil's good against slow defenses? What does that mean?
Like this team speed on defense.
I just don't think Rivers can have 2 good games in a row.
Jesus, come on. The guy's 17 years in the fucking NFL.
I just don't.
Please, go ahead. He's going to throw at least a pick or two.
I did not love where the line was for the Colts at all. So
should have been plus 5.
I am also taking the Tennessee Titans.
Fucking easy.
Really?
Oh, let's go, pal. Let's go.
Yeah,
me too.
I am. I'm also on the Bucks.
All right.
Good.
I'm on that Denver Atlanta under 50. Just too many points for Denver game potentially.
Totally unders.
I'm on the Washington and New York Giants under 42.5.
Scored 39 last matchup.
Yes, they did. And I think 14 of those points were scored in the last 2 minutes.
Trash.
There was a sack fumble on Kyle Allen. And then he let him back down, and then they went for 2 and didn't get it.
Did you get a chance to see how much money was won or lost on that Kyle Shanahan timeout with 8 seconds left?
It lit up the internet. I would have been so mad if I was on the internet last night.
I wish so bad. I almost texted like, "Yo, were you on the other?"
No, I will. That would have been so mad.
Hey, don't give up on a game, my friend.
Whistle to whistle, pal. 60-minute game.
Hey, it's not under until it's over.
There you go.
And then the very last under that I'm on is Miami and Arizona under 49.5. Both of these defenses have been very good, and who knows what the two offense is going to do.
Bro, 3 unders or 6 picks to this guy.
Yeah, I got 3 unders.
You were awesome.
3 unders. Baltimore, Tennessee, Bucks, and then Denver, Atlanta under, Washington, New York Giants under, Miami, Arizona under.
Let's go, Tom.
Hey, there's also 3 of you left in the plus minus 1 survivor.
Oh,
it's you,
damn.
Pat.
Yeah, you're.
It's Mitt, and then it's Ty. Mitt, you got your pick?
Yeah, I do. I'm going with the. We're going with the Bucks. Yep, that's what we're going with.
So you're gonna get the Bucks at -3.5.
Woo. Who else is in it?
Ty, and then you. Ty's coming in right now.
I wonder what Ty's gonna go with.
Something good, probably.
Ty and I would like to say that we had the Packers last night.
Yeah.
That's what we picked,
didn't
we?
We did. I mean, I'll make another pick.
I guess.
Fortunately, not how it worked.
Wow, we just thought.
I just figured.
The weekly thing.
But give me the Texans -5.5 against Jake the Snake Luton.
Forgot that he was the starting quarterback this week.
Give me the Cardinals -2.5.
Oh, yeah, it's a
good number.
It's a good number.
I'm so sorry. You got to remember, I love Kyler Murray.
I know.
I love Kyler.
Connor, I heard you back there. You got a fucking 18-team parlay?
I do, but that's not what I'm here to talk about, Tony. There is a college football parlay insurance tomorrow up to $25.
Really?
Here we go. That means if you lose any of it, you get your money back, or if you get them all but one, you get your money back. Do you know?
All but one. Place a parlay of 5+ legs on college football. If you hit all the legs but one, you get the $25 back.
You know what? It's funny you say that. I have one of those.
Here we go.
I like North Carolina.
Whoa.
Come I like on and Tulane.
Up. Hold on, dude. Jesus Christ. Dude. Don't just be giving out these I just got robbed B&E parlay real quick. I know this is going to be
this is the get back parlay of the week.
This might be your best one you've ever put out. I know there's a lot on the line here, like your identity and shit. Let's go ahead and get to it, huh? Hold on. All right. So if it's 5 or more?
Yeah, 5+.
That's a big parlay.
Huge.
I mean, pretty interesting decision there. Okay, so five or more. Mm-hmm. If you get all but one right, you get your money back.
And each individual leg of the parlay must have odds greater than or equal to minus 200. So any money lines that are above 200 do not count. That disqualifies you from the parlay insurance.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What did he say? The legs have to just pick a normal leg.
They just have to be regular spreads. You can't take
-370 money line. But exactly. I want to let you know that still counts. Still counts.
Where we come from, that still fucking counts.
By the way, I should have got two for last night because I made one early and one late. But yeah. I'm not going to contest it. It was a mail-in fight. It was a text vote that I put in there. If you could have counted that, so anything that's under -200, you're good.
Yep.
Got it.
Bingo.
Okay.
And my parlay for that is North Carolina.
I like that North Carolina team. How'd they lose to Florida State?
I don't know. They lost last week, too, but they bounced back great after a loss.
They lost last week?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I think I like almost corrected somebody whenever they were talking about. We had somebody on. Oh, Mike Tirico. He said that one-loss team is going to maybe win it or a one-loss team, and he said Miami because they're the only one-loss team. And I was almost like, no, North Carolina's a fucking one-loss team.
No, they lost last week, too.
They've lost twice now? Are they
dead? Lost to Florida State and Virginia.
What are you going to say? You got something to say?
I'm looking at the guy fucking behind the glass.
What happened, dude?
I mean, I don't know what he's talking about.
You guys are the worst.
I do like North Carolina, though.
Okay, North Carolina, North Carolina.
I like Tulane.
Okay, Mike Tulane there.
I like you. University of Louisiana Lafayette, Raging Cajuns.
Love the Cajuns.
Shit, dude.
I like Georgia Southern. I believe they're getting points.
I lost it. I don't know where they're at. Too many fucking games.
And then I like Florida getting points against Georgia.
Bro, the Pac-12's back.
Pac-12 back.
Yeah, I can't bet on a Pac-12 games because you have no fucking idea who's.
Also, if you want to add in there,
yeah,
Stone Cold Stephen F. Austin over Eastern Kentucky.
Stephen F. Austin?
Yeah.
You got an inside tip there?
No, I just saw that they're playing football this weekend. I really like their name. Really like what they've been doing down there. It's
also, I'm not putting in the parlay, but the Nebraska Northwestern under. That line's entirely way too high.
Shout out to Zito, Nebraska.
So, yeah, that's mine. But if you guys want to make your own $25 insurance parlay.
That's pretty cool they're doing that.
Yeah, sure. It's very nice. It's like the $10 same game parlay. You do one of those each week. Free.
I had a $13,000 parlay last night that could have hit, but for some reason, and I'll ask him about this on Tuesday, just won't throw the ball in the end zone to fucking Big Bob Tonyan. Just give the guy the goddamn ball. Why can't we just have him score a touchdown?
You should probably text him your same game parlay for next week and see if he'll...
See, that would potentially cross the line, I think.
Oh, okay.
Just Pete Rose type stuff.
That'd be different.
But I do want to kind of try to persuade him into potentially looking for Big Bob Tonyan, Indiana State legend.
Touchdown machine.
Maybe just fucking look at him one time, maybe. Just look at the guy, the big guy. He'll dive for the ball, won't he?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
He'll sacrifice his entire life. And he always has great odds on any time touchdown score. It's like plus 500, plus 400 for him. It really does wonders to the parlay. It'd be great if he – that's probably why his odds are so good.
Gumpy, you got a footy play for tomorrow?
I got two for you, Tony.
Oh, yeah. These have been hitting, by the way. What are you, 3-0 in the last three of these?
We'll start in the Bundesliga.
Love the Germans.
Union Berlin over Arminia Bielefeld.
Mm.
Union Berlin lost on opening day and haven't since, going unbeaten in six.
Jesus.
Arminia have lost four straight. And then we'll go to the EPL, the English Premier League.
Well said.
West Ham money line -125.
Are you
over
blowing
Fulham.
Bubbles?
We are blowing bubbles.
In the air.
West Ham, despite what people might think. You look at their form, they've drawn, they've lost. They took points off of Tottenham and Man City, and they were up 1-0 on Liverpool last week despite losing late 2-1.
West Ham's a good side.
And Fulham has one win this season, which was last week, which so, I don't love.
So this is a money line bet. They're, West Ham's currently at minus 125. That's a good bet, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. And then the other one is
Germany.
Oh, let's go, dude. Wait. I won't watch a single minute of any of these games. We've been
hey.
Him on soccer has basically been an ATM at this point.
Free don't worry. Bits. Don't worry. I will. I'll watch it.
Hey, I appreciate you doing that.
We got big games this weekend, too.
Yeah.
Bayern Munich against Dortmund.
Borussia. Oh.
Man City, Liverpool. I mean, you get up early. You watch
some
a little
good footy,
footy
this weekend.
You watch a little footy, my friend.
We can't thank you guys enough. As always, send in your winning slips to at Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Gumby will put those out there for
Hell
you.
Hell yeah.
He's a good guy.
Hell yeah.
Who also, he runs a solid Twitter account. You want some highlights? Go check out the Hammer Down Twitter account.
Yeah, just because I tweeted out a highlight doesn't mean we bet on it either. I mean, it's just a highlight.
And also, I would like to get us past the time where you only tweet our losers to us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, well, that good luck.
Please put the record up there, Mitt. Can you put the record up there?
Mitt,
show the record.
Mitt, like, for instance, I think I've gotten tweets about 16 things this season. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, Diggs has gotten tweets about 19 things this season. Let's look at that other number, too. Let's be a stern but fair bunch in the audience, huh? That's what the Hammer Down family is.
You know what the professionals are?
What's that?
55%.
53 to win.
53. Look it up there.
Put it back up. Do the math.
Every single one.
Yeah, those are all better than 53.
Are they?
Pretty sure.
Pretty fucking sure.
Pretty sure.
The one who's given a stat there is potentially the closest, but
pretty sure.
It's not as damn close, my friend.
Anyways, you can tell us about the winners, too, you know? The money you've made, you've won. Not just the losers. That'd be very nice.
Yeah.
You know, I open my Twitter account. I'm like, God damn, I lose all your fucking bet this weekend. People and I look pissed. At it, I'm like, no, I've won.
People get very mad.
Well, also, whenever you bet against somebody's team, like, for instance, I
call that too.
I buried the Dolphins.
You know, it's betting, dude. That's what happens.
It's strictly business, baby.
And, you know, when we lose our bets, we lose money too.
Yes.
Like,
please.
We're not just throwing these things out there all willy-dilly. I'll say it again.
Say it.
Say
it louder for the kids in the back.
While we're doing this show, I am actively placing the bets that we're talking about. So it's not like we're just talking about this. We're being about this.
We win together. We lose together.
That's right.
Ride or die.
Bad boys
for life.
Hammer.
Don.